I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome back to the Oversharers podcast. My name is Harbour.
And I'm Clinton.
And we've got a brand new episode with someone very, very special. Do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Ibrahim. I'm 26. I'm on TikTok and I'm also a podcast host.
Yeah, I love the way you say amazing. Ibrahim.
I know, Ibrahim. It reminds me of Dubai Blink, Ibrahim.
No.
No, okay.
I'm so sorry.
Let's pause. Let's restart.
LJ.
You know, I keep running into him in events.
No way.
Yeah.
Like, you're not the same meme, man.
Some people would call me.
And you both look up.
Like, we both look back. And then some people call him and we both look back.
Aww, sweet. My middle name is Ibrahim as well, but we say Ibrahim.
Ibrahim.
Yeah, Ibrahim.
Ibrahim, okay.
It should be Ibrahim. Okay, well, let's begin. So, to me, the way I discovered you was on a night out, randomly, I got in the car and I started scrolling on my TikTok and your video came up and it was all about gins. Yeah. And then from then, I went on a deep dive. I was on your page for like a whole week. I kept sending it to the group chat. I was like, guys, this man is serious. And then I thought to myself, I was like, isn't he like a bit scared? Like, don't you get...
Because we were scared listening to
you.
I got scared reading the stories that people submit to me.
Yeah.
And I get scared narrating them as well, because I narrate them in the dark, right?
Oh my God, yeah, in that black room. And I'm thinking, how does this man do this?
How do you go to sleep at night after reading that?
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I wait for the Fajr Adhan.
No way.
You know, because in Dubai, you hear the Adhan wherever you are.
Yeah.
So nice. There's like a mosque right behind my house.
Yeah.
You know, keep the lights on.
And then it's just all of a sudden, Allah.
And then TikTok keeps recommending things like the I
horror
post.
Stuff.
So
yeah.
I keep trying to like keep skipping them.
Oh,
and,
no.
And keep the good videos on. But that's only when I really have or read a very bad story.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like that all the time.
Do people send you loads of scary stories?
So most of the times, they're submissions, yeah.
Oh, no way.
So it's like how they send us crazy relationship stories.
Your stories are like way more
sinister.
Yeah. We get like, you
know. People send pictures as well.
Of what?
See, one of the stories I had, I spoke about a guy that disrespected his mother. And one night, but very bad disrespect, you know. One night he went to the toilet and he showered and the lights just went off and he was screaming. So that's how the family described it. He was screaming in agony. And then they pulled him out. He had lash marks on his back.
I'm already scared.
And then that was also like in a news article.
And where did this happen? In UAE?
Dubai.
So are you saying he just randomly had lashes on his body?
He was screaming in agony. And then the police immediately came and they were like searching the house. They're like, who was it? He's like, I don't know. Somebody was like, how dare you speak to your mother like that?
And they, like they can't be seen.
No, I mean he couldn't see anything, but there was a man grabbing him, and it sounded like a voice of an old guy.
Mm.
You know, yeah. So then they discovered, years later, that actually the father of his mother was Musha'wadh. He was a sahir.
Mm.
He used to deal with jinns, and he made a spell to have protection on his daughter, which is his mom, for the rest of her life. So they were protecting from her son.
So what was he doing to his mom?
It was like, it started off, he was young. He was like 18, 19. It started off by
rebellion.
Him like staying out out very late at night, coming back home, high on something.
So he was just
under the influence. He cusses his mom out, stuff like that.
Oh,
I think one last time was when he put his hands on her.
I mean, that would probably stop him.
Yeah.
That would stop anyone, no?
Yeah.
That's scary.
So her dad was basically a magician.
Yeah, her dad was not a magician. Magicians are people that, you know.
Still thinks this is charmed.
No, but you know what I mean. Yeah.
That's scary. So let me ask you, in Dubai, do you feel like in the old city, there's like a lot of crazy stories that you hear of like conspiracies like this?
No, there's nothing like that in Dubai. Most of these stories you would hear from like Oman. Like, really? If we're speaking about the GCC,
yeah,
like Oman, maybe some areas in
why
Saudi.
Oman is that like just
I don't
prominent?
Know. Yeah,
let's
I don't
not
know.
Say anything about that.
There's just a there's like some culture with black magic in
okay.
some villages,
right? Yeah.
And Saudi, some parts.
Yeah, you know, I had my mom tell me this rumor once that apparently in the UK, it's a dungeon. Apparently, back in the day, in the Solomon era, that the UK was like the dungeons for jinns. So apparently this is where they used to keep them. I don't know if that's factual.
I thought that they were in the
she
water.
Used to keep, she used
in
to
the
really
sea.
Freak me out.
Nah, you can't chain jinns and throw them in a cage.
That's what I thought.
But they're like everywhere, surely.
She was like, this is where...
They can't
Prophet
be contained
Suleiman.
Somewhere.
So this is where Prophet Suleiman used to keep them.
Yes. No.
I was like, huh?
No.
You know, parents will tell you the craziest yeah. stories just to make sure that you're like in a disciplined state.
You know the story.
She probably
didn't
want
Suleiman,
me to
right?
go out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I knew bits of the story of Prophet.
Oh, at the
so
time.
He could speak to jinns.
He speaks to
anything.
Anything,
yeah.
All animals and ants and jinns and fish and everything.
Wow.
So his temple was built by them. They were his builders, pretty
oh,
much.
Right.
Yeah, because they can carry so much
think
weight.
They built the pyramid.
Oh.
Maybe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, the cube of the rock,
yes.
that's each individual, is actually huge.
Yeah.
Yes. Nobody
and they
knows
didn't have
how
machinery.
It, yeah, exactly.
So how are they going
to exactly.
pick up?
Even our machinery struggles to do that.
You're
because
right.
the who put the last stone on top?
That's so
it's
true.
That last stone is the size
you've
of a house.
You've got to
carry
it.
Yeah.
And it's one piece.
It's going to need like heavy machinery.
Even our machinery then. Doesn't or will struggle very much. We need like a couple of cranes to carry that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. How do people not believe in this stuff?
But then people would be like, but there were giants back then. But
true.
But then you go to Giza and you look at Pharaoh's body.
And it's and small.
It's like
it's
our
just
size.
It's regular, yeah.
yeah.
This is actually
they're
quite
jinns.
Creepy.
I believe so.
If you think about it a little way.
Black
yeah.
magic back then was very, very deep.
Was like, it like prominent?
It was like a thing, yeah.
What kind of black magic did they used to perform? Was it just like love potions?
It was power, like not the black magic like we have today.
Yeah.
The one we have today is like petty, you know? Like it's really weak. Like all they do is like break relationships.
Like based on emotions.
Yeah.
I'm angry, so
but
I'm going to do
surely there
black
must
magic.
Be some sort of black magic when you think of wars. Fortune 500 companies always getting their funds. There must be some sort of black magic involved. I'm
See,
sorry.
For example, Afrits, they're a type, they're like a breed of jinns.
Yeah.
They can pretty much carry a temple from a continent to another continent in a split second. They have that power.
How do you know this?
Prophet Suleiman.
No way.
Yeah. See, so Prophet Suleiman, this is actually in the Quran.
Yeah.
In Surah Al, if I'm not mistaken, Surah Al-Naml. And there's a verse that says, Prophet Suleiman had to meet Queen Balqis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right?
I remember that.
So while they were on their way, one of the jinns said that they are already close by. So the prophet said, who from you, by you he meant the jinns, can bring me her throne?
Okay.
The first jinn said, I can bring it to you before you stand up from your seat.
Wow.
The story was like,
some people say jinn, some people say it was a human.
Mm.
The man of knowledge said, I can bring you the throne before you blink your eye.
Really
and then before he said yes, because
yeah.
they comprehend speed,
yeah.
her throne was right there.
Oh my God.
This is in the Quran. This
yeah,
is
yeah.
in the Quran. I can get you the verses if you want.
What surah is it?
No, I need. Let me get Google. Actually, you can type it. Go like.
Surah Naml.
Yeah. So the throne of Balqis mm-hmm. with Prophet Suleiman, ayat, and Quran. I remember the verse number was 41, 42, 43.
38? I think from 38 onwards.
Yes, 38 onwards.
So Suleiman was already informed that Balqis was coming to him to submit after having been impressed by his invitation. So he decided that apart from royal grandeur, she should also witness a prophetic miracle which should help her convert to faith. And then Allah Ta'ala had bestowed the miracle of controlling of jinns to Suleiman.
Mm-hmm.
After receiving the cue from Allah, he fancied to have Bilqis's throne brought to his court even before her arrival. So he commanded the jinn, who was also present in his court, to bring her throne. A selection of throne was presumably made on the basis that it was the most secured object of her treasure, which was kept in the impregnable innermost hall of the seven castles, one within the other, properly secured under lock.
Well, you were reading a story, not an ayat, right?
No, but it's basically, I think it's like a tafsir of the,
no, it's a tafsir, yeah,
of the ayat.
But if you read the ayats, actually, you can understand it pretty clearly. The first one said, I can bring you in this speed, and the second one said, I can bring you in that speed. And
wait, let
you
me
know
see.
How big her throne is?
That is massive!
Yeah.
So a jinn just carried that from one place
from
to another?
From one place to another. Continents.
SubhanAllah.
Or countries. But very, very distances that we need planes for. You
know? Yeah. No, that makes sense. Now I forgot what I was going to
But this
say.
Is only one breed of jinns.
These so there's are like the loads most respected. Of
these are the high, these are the elites of their world. Like, you don't even, like, if you want to do sihr through them.
But you got to get to another level.
There's no level you can get to reach them. But back in the day, they used to reach those.
So there's like different statuses of jinns.
Yeah, exactly. There's like, there are ranks in that world.
Wow. What do you think about jinns and like that sort of life and like AI and like the way that it's going?
There's
intensely
no connection.
I feel like there is, it scares me a little bit.
No,
really,
absolutely nothing. Jinns are not intellectual.
Do you really think so?
No, they're not. That's why.
So they can't influence technology.
See, they have physical abilities that are better than ours.
Yeah,
they are stronger than us. Mm-hmm. They are bigger than us.
Mm-hmm.
But they are less intellectual than us. That's why Iblis had to bow down to Adam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We are smarter beings than them.
Yeah.
Therefore, they bow down to us.
And apparently we're not supposed to fear them.
No.
Right?
But I think the idea of like not... I think the fear comes from the aspect of not being able to see them.
See, the very powerful ones really don't want to possess you.
Yeah.
You are irrelevant to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're talking to world government leaders. They don't want to talk to you. You are nobody.
Do you think?
The ones that possess are the very small, you know, I don't want to name the breeds, but you know.
They're like the civilian.
Yeah, jeans. They're civilians. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. So the what you know the big boy jeans, mm-hmm. the ones that like influence world governments, what sort of things do you think they do?
No idea.
Really?
Mm. Oh. Not there yet.
Do you think it could be like war related?
I don't know. Look.
Because I'm just thinking about Palestine and Israel.
See, there was a video mm-hmm. of a jinn named Zuzula. Okay, this is a filmed video on YouTube. You can find it. So there was a sheikh, an imam, in France. So they speak French.
Mm.
And Zuzula possessed a Muslim woman. And she was wearing niqab in that video. And he was trying to speak to this jinn.
Mm-hmm.
In French, of course. And there's a translation. So he was like torturing Zuzula by reading Quran.
Mm-mm.
And Zuzula was like, stop, okay, I'll answer your questions.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like a very casual conversation, surprisingly. He's like, tell me now, why you present this woman, blah, 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 blah. And then he was like, okay, wait, I want to know more about your world.
Mm.
Like, can you convert to Islam? She's like, if I wanted to, I can.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'd have a light of shame on me. There's a light of shame for those who convert to Islam. So Muslim jinns have a light on them.
Mm.
And over in their world, it's shame.
Oh, that's so sad.
Because you go against their father, Iblis.
Right.
But then he was like, so what is your motive? What's your reason for being here? And, you know, what do you do with humans? So he wanted to get to a point where, you know, this is the same question that you asked me. Are there people that talk to Iblis? He asked. He said yes. World leaders, government leaders, and politicians.
Oh my God.
And she said, a lot of them are from the Arab world.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it's
understandable.
No. I mean, it could be a fake video for all that we know, right?
But in my mind, it makes sense.
I think it makes sense with all of them.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like, so the idea of shaitan is to corrupt the world, right?
Yeah.
And the only way to filter down that situation
is to come to the Muslim
Muslim
land. So there, that's the main place of corruption. Europe's already like corrupted. Everybody's like committing sins. Khalas, they're like, okay, what next?
So what is there left?
There's
to
nothing
do?
Else for us to do.
Shaitan's primary goal is to like mislead believers, right?
Exactly. So because that's why the corruption is in the Arab world. So who talks to Iblis? Back and forth, they say this and that, mm-hmm. and this happens with Iblis. So only big people talk to Iblis and the people Minions. Below him. So the ministers of their world or whatever. Yeah.
So it could be that Iblis is influencing major decisions in the world right now.
Yes,
yes.
Yes. And then he was like, so what is Iblis waiting for? She said, he's waiting for our God.
He's waiting for what?
He's waiting for our God. Who's your God? Then I swear to God, I'm getting goosebumps.
Oh my God. Okay.
She's like, he was like, yeah. He was like, who's your God? She says Dajjal in the creepiest way ever.
Oh my God.
She's like, Dajjal.
No, wait. Surely this is cat. I can't do.
I mean, but the sheikh from that video and from that channel, he's a genuine person. That's what shocks
me. Yeah.
I know him. Like, not know him, but he's I've seen his videos. He's popular.
Regular, okay.
You know, he's one of those, like, he's like the Muhammad Hijab of France.
Okay.
Okay? Right. He's like the Ali Dawah of France. And he does a lot of ruqyas.
So the likelihood of him faking that, why would he? The views?
There's still a chance it could be fake.
Do you think Raqis just have casual conversations with jinn while they're performing?
The very professional ones, yeah. The very professional ones. So they come to a point where they're not scared anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, they must have like a lot of knowledge just from jinns alone.
And they also like suffer a lot in their own household because they have a target on them.
Yeah.
From doing so much ruqyas and torturing so many jinns, they come to his home.
Oh, no.
They'll sabotage his kitchen when he's asleep. They do bad things to him. They would possess his kids, stuff like that. It always happens to them, these Iraqis. And I know a few people, and I hear these stories from them. I've never like witnessed a very, very scary situation, but I only hear a lot of stories. I've seen a ruqya, but it wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
we've seen a ruqya.
We saw a ruqya once.
In front of your eyes.
Yeah, so basically we went to a house and it was one of those houses where they read Quran on people who feel afflicted by either jinns or evil eye. And as soon as the Quran was being recited, these women were like reacting.
Like doing the rock sign.
Yeah, like
the what?
The rock sign.
Yeah, Jay-Z's rock sign.
Well, this, yeah, they were
wait, the ones that do this, that's...
There was this...
But it's like old women doing
these are
that.
Grown women, like mums.
Like grown mums.
Like Muslims?
Yeah. It didn't look like they were faking it.
And the likelihood of them knowing what that is, I was like, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense.
There's no way.
Like with their hijabs on.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Maybe they like AC/DC. Like,
it's crazy.
Honestly, we were so scared in the house. I was looking at Holder. Holder was looking at me.
They started doing roly-polies. It was crazy.
And then, like,
what is a roly-poly?
You know, when you just...
When you tumble.
Oh, yeah, that's possession.
And then the guy that was reciting the Quran would like have to like cover them in something so that they calm down.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But how did you get into this? When did it start? Did you just wake up one day and you were like, I'm going to do horror stories?
No, you know, I always loved horror movies. So I liked the thrill, right? Yeah. Every time they open like a horror escape room in Dubai, you know, the ones with the actors chasing you with the chainsaws and stuff. I always liked to go to these places. And I just like the thrill, but there was something that really interested me about these documentaries. You know, the, what was it called? 7 Days Haunted, 8 Days Haunted, something like that. Netflix documentary. It's also about like haunted places. The stories of the whole series of what are they called? The two couples.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
That's not gin related.
Oh, you only like gin related stories.
Yeah, like ghost stuff.
He likes paranormal stuff.
I've seen like random shows on Netflix, but they're like Turkish shows that are based on gin.
Yeah.
But I've never sat down to watch it, but it looks scary.
You know what my scariest film that I ever watched till this day, I don't watch it. You probably might think it's mid, but The Skeleton Key. That actually really creeped me out.
If I didn't see it, then it's probably trash.
It is.
But go on, what has influenced your life?
Yeah, so I forgot their name. Warren. Ed and Lorraine Warren. You know them?
No.
So you know The Conjuring?
Yes.
And the series of The Conjuring and Annabelle and all that?
Yes.
So it's always the same two actors, right?
Yeah,
they are
yeah.
based on real people. Ed and Lorraine
and
Warren.
And then at the end, the guy...
Lorraine Warren died in 2019 and Ed Warren died previously, I think in the early 2000s. Their house still exists. The Annabelle is still there. Everything that they talked in all these movies is all in one museum that is inside their home.
So it was real.
All of these stories are real.
Fuck off, The Conjuring. Is real. This is,
they're based. They're
so
based.
So you know,
on
in I think it's the second film of The Conjuring, and he comes back from wherever. You know, I don't know if it's a dream or the other world, wherever they go, and then at the end of the scene. He like looks in the mirror and it's not him, it's the actual...
Look.
Is that real?
I mean, no. Look, these details are just added for
cinematic
entertainment.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just for the thrill. But the stories are true. Annabelle is like a haunted doll that made a family suffer.
They probably tell you like this is based on a true story.
They do. Ed and Lorraine Warren are real people.
Wow.
And they still make video movies about them.
I'm going to Google it tonight.
Ed and Lorraine Warren. These people, you know, they influenced me to. I want to know more stories. What's going on? Like, what's up with the Arab region? I want to know what's going on. And that's what made me blow up, is because I started talking about horror stuff, horror stories that happened here.
Yeah.
You know? So people are like, okay, no more West. No, yeah, right now we want to. Yeah. Exactly. So people are like, can you talk about Qatar? And I say a story about Qatar. Can you talk about Kuwait? I actually have like, drafted messages. I talk about Kuwait. Can you talk about Sudan? I talk about Sudan. Can you talk
Are these like individual stories that have happened in these countries?
Yeah, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, like from all the Arab world.
What's the scariest story? The one that really shook you to a core, if you can remember.
All of them are bad.
He's like, everything. It's all shit.
I think the Saudi story, the story that happened in Sharjah, and also the one that happened in London. It's a story that I still didn't talk about.
Okay, go.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I don't know. I should call my friend about it and ask him, because I swear, wallah, he told me, he was like, Ibrahim, like, you don't mention my name.
Oh my God.
You don't mention the guy's name. You don't mention his family. You don't mention where they live. I'm like, why?
Okay, we're going to choose a different area.
Now you'll understand why.
Wait, we've got to know why.
Now you'll understand. So when I start the story, you'll understand why.
Okay, everyone be quiet.
So my friend, I'm not going to name his nationality as well. So the reason he doesn't want me to share his name and the guy's name and all that is because you'll understand why, okay? So British people, Muslims, right? Yeah. Two families.
Yeah.
One is Pakistani, one I can't tell you, okay?
Okay.
Maybe the same, maybe different, whatever.
For story purposes, we're going to say,
let's keep them the same.
Okay.
Let's just keep them the same.
So Pakistani families, British, all their life have been here. They live in the areas that you know people at, you know, like the very common areas.
Yeah.
There are two friends from this side and this side. So this side is the one that told me the story. Okay. The friend from this side is the one that it happened to him.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
So he's very tight with somebody from the other family.
Okay.
And that somebody has a cousin. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's name them. My friend is close to a guy named Ahmed. And Ahmed has a cousin named Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Ahmed brought his cousin Muhammad to meet my friend one day. And he loved him. My friend loved Muhammad. Oh. So they became a crew. You know, they were hanging out a lot.
Cool.
And he was a very genuine person, healthy, goes to the gym, very funny, always smiles, never negative. Never negative. This is something you need to keep in your mind. He was never negative.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So one day, they didn't see him for a while. My friend invited Ahmed and Muhammad to his house. Muhammad arrived, and Muhammad was very, very twitchy. He was not okay. His eyes were like wide open. And you know, because my friend and his wife, my friend is married, they pray in their house a lot. So there's Sakina, you know? They never miss a prayer, and all their kids pray as well. So like the house is, it's blessed.
Yeah.
So maybe that guy walked in and he just felt uncomfortable, Muhammad. So they all sit down, the three guys, the friends. And this was in 2019, okay? He was like not himself, never smiled once, never laughed at a joke. He was always like looking around left and right, and his eyes were just wide open. He was very twitchy.
Yeah.
So at the end of the night, they called in a night. Muhammad, the twitchy guy, hopped in his car that was parked at the other side of the road.
In his own car?
In his own car.
Okay.
And then at the doorstep was my friend and the guy's cousin, Ahmed.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, bro, what's wrong with your cousin, man? Like, he's not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't seen him in months, but he's really, really different.
Yeah.
Nobody can change that fast in a very short time span.
Mm-hmm.
He said, man, remember when I told you how my family, people from my family did sihr on me that caused my divorce?
Mm.
He's like, yes. It's like they did sihr on him as well. Recently we found out. He's like, can't be, bro. And they took it as a joke. And my friend said, imagine the jinns are telling him that we're talking about him.
Oh my God.
I kid you not. What? I kid you not. The guy goes like, from.
I can't.
I can't.
No, I can't cope.
So you can hear the. I would end the friendship right there.
From the car, windows were rolled up. Yeah.
So he's staring. So
like
at you guys.
Horror movie wise. He was like,
at the others, there's no way, even with the windows down, there's no way he could hear their conversation.
And then he just turned his head the moment
like,
they said that.
So he was telling him about that he's been possessed and stuff like that. And he's like, imagine the jinns are telling him that we're talking about him. The guy just like instantly. And then, anyways, he drove off. My friend did not want to see this guy again. But he had love for him, though, yeah, you know?
Because he was a nice person.
Yeah, he had love for him, but he was just kind of like scared, okay? About a few months later, close to 2020, he got a call from his friend Ahmed about his cousin Muhammad, the possessed guy. Yo, you know what happened? Blah, blah, blah. He's sitting on top of his roof trying to jump down. All the neighbors, there's police, ambulance, they're like, come down now, do not jump. Police were trying to force their way in to grab him so he doesn't jump off the roof. And he was just like sitting down with the hoodie on, and he was like not talking to anyone. He just felt like jumping down. And then apparently they brought Araki, but my friend didn't witness this, and he confirmed that there are 6 jinns living inside of him, a family.
Oh my God.
And this was done through sihr from the Pakistani family.
Oh my God.
From his family.
His own family just possessed
him. Yeah, like second cousins or like
over what,
a little bit distant relatives, but like family.
Did he do something to them or just random?
See, the first guy also got the same sihr done on him that caused a divorce. You know?
Crazy.
So the Raqi confirmed, he was like, this is a very tough situation. I recommend you get someone else. It's hard. Like, I can't do 6.
I'm not qualified.
Yeah.
Same me.
A few months later, on the news, he jumped off a bridge.
No, that's so sad.
He sounded a little bit psychotic to me.
Like I think that the everyday person would probably think that's psychosis. Yeah.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Like symptoms-wise, if you think about it, like isolated, wants to except withdraw that, suicide.
That except look the from the core.
Oh my God. So
that gave me goosebumps when I heard
that's
it.
That's so sad.
It's like a visceral reaction to like the conversation you're having. That's so scary.
And you know, because my friend, he said it in a British accent. So like, it sounded scarier.
What are you trying to say?
What are you trying to say?
It sounded more like it was a like actual narrating, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
British Morgan Freeman. Okay, so that
Wait. Before we continue, I just want to ask, you know how Ahmed, he had jinns and that caused his marriage to break down?
Yeah.
How does somebody do that?
Wallah, I have no idea.
Is it like someone will see a happy relationship and think, right.
Yes, they envy.
Yeah.
They envy, you know?
So is it done through, do they do something?
Of course. Yeah, for you to do sihr, you need DNA.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like a used tissue, a hair strand.
Yeah.
What else? I think
there's
pictures.
This video on TikTok where this guy that just randomly dives into lakes and stuff, he like went into a lake and then he found like 3 knives that all had like pieces of paper wrapped, like cling foil wrapped on them.
Talasim,
he got them out. And then he opened it and there was like scripture all written within it. And that was like in a lake in Scotland.
What's Talasim?
Talasim is the language that jinn speak.
Oh.
It's only written down. It's the only letters that are understood from both parties, jinns and humans. So that's a language that they made up and they taught humans.
So that someone would have to go to great lengths in order to perform that sort of...
Yeah, you need to understand the language. You look at it, it just doesn't make sense. It's just like scribbles.
But so if people are going to Scotland to throw in knives to the lakes.
They throw it in lakes because they don't. First of all, lakes is fresh water. It's not seawater. So whatever is written down will never be erased.
Yeah.
And the second reason is you'll never find it. So for you to undo black magic is to actually go to the source.
That's so sad.
So they throw it in a place where you can never reach. Yeah. Like a cave, a lake, scary, a canyon, you know.
So someone could potentially be afflicted forever.
Till they die. The only way to undo black magic is literally just open it up. Just open it.
But you never know. Allah can send a guidance to someone to randomly pick up that thing and open it, and then boom, you're cleared. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You never
know. That one friend could have... That person
that did the random diving found it, yeah. And it was like 3 knives.
Mm.
So Allah's always stronger than everything.
I don't understand how it works. Yeah, I don't know how they talk. Do they whisper to each other? I don't know.
Yeah, there's probably a way.
There's a way. I don't know it. And I don't want to know it.
And it's probably part of the
because I don't want to know too many secrets.
Yeah,
because it will make me a target, right?
But it will also make you really paranoid.
Yeah. So let me just stick to stories.
So we asked you guys the craziest conspiracy that you believe to be true, and you guys sent in loads of interesting scenarios, which I am going to read out. So the first one is OJ didn't do it; it was his son.
That's actually funny. The glove didn't fit. Oh my God!
I mean, it didn't fit.
Valid.
Yeah, but true. It didn't fit. But come on, I think he did it.
But it actually didn't fit. The glove. And that was the glove, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Listen, man, bus case. Leader.
That's true, and that they and really relied on
DNA. That's the first
time
a black person's fully bus case in America.
They relied heavily on DNA, which they hadn't done before during his trial.
Wait, who was the victim again?
His wife.
His wife.
But what did
and
she
her,
do?
And her.
So we suspect that she had an affair. And that he found out, or like she was speaking to her gardener, something silly, and then he came home one night and just basically killed her.
R.I.P. That's all.
Mermaids are real.
Do you think that?
I talked about that recently. Actually, yeah. It's funny.
Saw that on your video.
I don't believe so.
You don't think so?
I mean, you know that we only discovered about 16% of the water, right, in our world. Yeah. There's 84% undiscovered.
Also, the Shaitan's throne is on the sea. Anything can come from that.
That's true. Yeah. True. Iblis's throne is on water. But you know what's even scarier than water? Actually, we haven't even discovered. Sorry, I messed up with land, not water. So how many land in the whole world is actually habited by humans?
Probably not a lot.
16%.
Wow.
Or 14%. 14%.
Yeah, if you think about Australia, the whole middle is empty and they all live on this outskirts.
Exactly. So there are a lot of areas that actually we have not actually even visited. There could be creatures. Like, every day we find new species of something.
Yeah.
Especially in the water. I don't know. There could be things that are like...
But you know that video on your TikTok? The fishermen?
Yes.
And there's like these creatures...
The noises.
Yeah, yes. And the noises. And then there's like creatures...
Exactly.
Going really fast next to them.
And he disappeared, apparently.
That man disappeared.
The fish.
So he posted it on his TikTok. And his TikTok just suddenly disappeared.
No,
so,
this is mad.
The people in the comments... You can open the comments on my video. They actually followed that guy. They used to follow him. They're like, we knew this guy on TikTok. We can't find his page anymore.
What happened?
Hundreds of comments wrote the same thing. I didn't even know. They're the ones that told me.
Oh, my God.
So are we giving mermaids a hard pass? Soft pass.
Meh.
I don't believe in it. I think he just got banned, honestly.
I saw a video years ago of skeletons of people but had fins for bodies. But I don't know if that was real.
I don't believe
it. And also, everyone's got an iPhone. Everyone's got a back camera. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, why is everything in 240p?
Do you know, it's so crazy. Like, why can't we see it?
That's so true.
It's not the Nokia days.
Okay, Israel, US government, British Parliament killed off Ghislaine Maxwell's father.
I don't know who that person is.
So, Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend's father. But
oh, I don't know.
Probably. They killed him.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
My Somali family made me believe that white people were made of urine. Obviously, I'm educated now. Oh my God, these guys are funny.
Somalis are actually so rude. I swear to God.
The late queen killed Lady Diana.
That's true. I believe it.
Really? Yeah. Everyone's just like,
my mom believes that. Mom's like, she killed
She
her.
Probably like made...
Because I was my sad. Mom too. She was like, I was sad the day
she wanted to marry a Muslim, and that was like, no, no, no.
Oh, yeah. That's so sad. Apparently they were having a baby.
Yeah, no, well, they said in The Crown that she didn't actually like Dodi Al-Fayed. He was more obsessed with her. But that's obviously The Crown's depiction. We don't know the actual story.
They can't
story.
Fathom that an Egyptian man...
Because she's not actually royalty, right? She's not.
No, she was married too.
Yeah, so like she was just a burden, I guess, to the family. That's why they took her
also
down.
She was a lot more, I feel like they thought that she wasn't going to have the type of fame that she had. Like, she was very popular.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
And they couldn't really control her.
No.
So, you know how royalty move, right? They move in like 40 cars.
Yeah.
So you're telling me all the 20 in the front, what nothing happened to them.
But I suspect
it was only her car that got busted
in a
somewhere
tunnel.
That with no sky view as well.
Yeah.
But then I suspect that around the time that she was dating Dodi, do you remember it, like she was going on like holidays with him, and her and Charles weren't really involved in each other's lives like that. So maybe she didn't have like the royal security. Maybe she was relying more on Dodi Al-Fayed's team of security. Oh, she had her own security.
Yeah.
They gave her security for all that one.
Yeah.
So
if you're part of the palace, it's done. It's done deal.
But didn't they recently like say to Harry, like, we no longer can support you with security?
He chose that life. Yeah.
He chose that. Him and thingy.
I don't know much about this.
But please, let's carry on.
Anyway, the consensus here is the late queen had something to do with Diana's death. If I itch my hand, I will get money.
I used to think that when I was little.
So my mum used to say, if your right palm itches, you'll get money. If your left palm itches, you'll lose money.
Yeah, I don't believe that. For real? Carry on.
Yeah, well, it's just one of those things.
Sings.
I believe higher up people want to control our every move, let us suffer, and use us to make money.
Valid.
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 What else explains the PAYE tax on our accounts?
Another one said 9/11, say no more.
You know what?
9/11 was an inside job.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if we really think about it, why was he trained by the CIA years before that?
Have you seen the clips I posted recently?
No.
Can I play it?
Yeah.
You will find there an extraordinary information. There will be two big buildings in the land of Edom.
He's a huge rabbi, this guy.
We relate the word Edom to America. And those are the biggest, they have the tallest buildings in the world. And they will be totally, they will be brought down completely. And that will be the sign of the beginning of tremendous wars that will end only in the coming of the Mashiach. Right. 1 week before, one of the great rabbis in Israel, Hasidic rabbi, he came with some people, some of his disciples in a car, and they were coming towards the evening. He didn't want to lose the time of Mincha, you know, the prayer of the afternoon. He said, please, can you stop right here? I want to daven, I want to pray Mincha. They prayed Mincha with Minyan in front of everybody passing in Manhattan, where? Right near the World Center. After he finished the davening, the prayer, he said, say bye-bye to those buildings because you are not going to see them no more. Say bye-bye to those buildings because you are not going to see them no more.
Yeah.
Who's that Messiah?
Hasidic Shobai is a very big rabbi.
No, but he said tremendous war, and then the Messiah.
Until the Messiah.
They have a Messiah as well, but they're
Messiah. That's different to our Messiah.
Yes, of course. Our Messiah is Isa.
Yeah, so who's their Messiah?
Antichrist.
They think it's Isa.
But it's not, it's Dajjal.
It's going to be Dajjal.
Oh my God, everything comes back to this man.
Wait, did you just find out?
Yes.
There's a false Messiah even in Christianity.
No, we know there's a false Antichrist,
but I didn't know it was
But
that.
I didn't know, I for some reason just thought that everyone's Messiah would be the same.
No,
Jesus.
See, yes, everybody's Messiah is
and
Jesus.
And that Dajjal is obviously going to come and tell the people that he's going
to lie to them.
But he's going to bring double false Messiahs to make them think that that's a false Messiah. And then when he actually comes, he will actually make everybody, even Muslims, will believe that he's Jesus.
Yeah, but I thought the people that believe him are the ones that are like, that's...
Can I ask you this question? You know where Palestine is right now, or where Jerusalem is, and they keep talking about them getting access to Masjid al-Aqsa so they can build something. What's that about?
I don't know. At the temple.
Yeah, so what's that temple? It's like the third temple.
A Jewish temple, meaning from what I understand, it could be the temple of the Dajjal.
Oh my God, guys, this is what all of this is leading up to.
The president of Argentina.
Yeah, I saw that. That's what I was referencing. Yeah.
I don't know. Look, I might be wrong. But
he's a radical.
But a Jewish temple in the Aqsa place, that's like bad. You know, there's like a Haikal Suleiman. There's something for Prophet Suleiman that's actually dug under the Aqsa Mosque.
No. Yeah. I knew about that.
They're trying to get to that. And when they get to that, it's a problem.
So what is it that Prophet Suleiman has underneath Al-Aqsa? Treasure?
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Knowledge of something.
Knowledge of the unseen.
Knowledge of something. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but there's something dug under.
He's like, Al-Aqsa
Mosque.
Know, man.
But you know, we're so stupid.
But like, if they get to that, maybe they will have the power to unleash the beast.
You know what's so crazy that we didn't put two and two together? That the non-believer's false messiah is the false messiah.
Listen, don't judge.
And our
messiah
is
stupid.
Yes.
Like,
and their
it just
false
clicked.
Messiah is the false messiah, like our false messiah. So we all believe in a false messiah, and
but
all believe
that. But their one is the wrong one, obviously.
Yes. Right. A lot of people talking about Lady Diana was killed by the establishment. Recycling is a hoax. Aliens living amongst us. And that's it.
Do you think aliens are real?
My dad said that he saw a UFO. God rest his soul. Said he saw a UFO in a village in Somaliland. Basically, him and his brother were walking and they saw an unidentified flying object in the sky in the shape of a saucer. But he could have just been telling us bedtime stories. But I still believe him till this day because he's not here to say
Very
otherwise.
Was it a nice spot?
He was in. So basically, him and his brother were traveling outside a city in Somalia. And they'd like, you know, like outside Somalia, there's usually certain villages that are not heavily populated and there's not a lot of like light. There's mostly natural light.
Poor guys are trying to look for a new home.
Trying to look for water probably in the middle of the night or going to the toilet. We don't know.
I think they were I think they were traveling from one village to another.
No, they weren't. They were based in a village but then had traveled outside just to see what was around. And it was nighttime and they said they saw something in the sky.
Do we have a time for a one story?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's a romantic story actually.
Oh,
no.
We love
but
that.
But it ends up being very like strange.
Oh dear.
Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
It's a romantic
go.
Story. This is like a tribute to your page because you're all about love and relationships, right?
Yeah.
So this story happened in Sharjah, UAE.
Born there.
Yeah. Back in the BlackBerry days, you remember Messenger?
Yeah.
Two Emiratis loved each other. They met somewhere and they like fell in love. You know how it is. Both families can't know. They're both teenagers.
Of course.
So when they hang out, they got to be low-key.
Yeah.
So they're in a relationship and this guy really loved this girl. This girl's name is Latifa. Okay. They used to break the rules sometimes. He would pick her up from her home and she would sneak out, which is bad. You know, in our culture, it's not good, but it's love. Right. They've been dating for a while, like years.
Oh.
Until they started like almost the end of uni. One day, this girl just disappears, blocks him from not even. It's like her BlackBerry was never there. She's just gone. No Facebook, no nothing. Her phone is off. Everything's just gone, gone, gone. He's like, what is happening? This guy's like losing his mind.
Does their family find out?
So he goes crazy. He asks people that ask about her, and like, we don't know. So week one, week two, week three, week four, this guy's losing his mind. He pulls up to the girl's house, rings the doorbell.
Oh my God.
A man walks out.
Oh my God.
It's his family. It's her family.
It's her father.
No, it's her daughter. I thought it was another boyfriend.
Wait. Story's not done yet. He says, can I help you? He says, listen, I'm here to do the right thing and to fix my mistakes. Honestly, I have to be honest with you. I've been with your daughter for a long time. I really love her. I want to marry her. She disappeared. Where the heck is your daughter? He's like, I have a lot of daughters. Which daughter are you talking about?
I thought he was going to say, I don't have a daughter.
No. But he said, I have a lot of daughters. Which daughter are you talking about? He said, Latifa. He said, that can't be. Latifa's dead.
Oh, stop. Oh, no, you're joking. No, Ibra, yeah. I don't believe it.
Wait, listen. He said, Latifa's dead. Latifa's been dead for 10 years. It can't be true. He pulled out a picture of them together.
Right.
It's like, isn't that your daughter? The father freaked out. That was his daughter. Oh, that's my God. Dead. They didn't know what to do. They called somebody and somebody like from like the Islamic centers or something like that. Yeah, the scholars. So they're like, you need to check if this girl is actually dead or not. He's like, I buried my daughter. What are you talking about?
Mm.
They drove up to her grave.
Oh, my God.
They started digging.
They exhumed her.
They started digging. You wait. They started digging. All of them. And the guy that loved her is also there. He doesn't even know what is going on.
Yeah.
They start digging and digging. Guess what they find?
Pause. Is this true?
It's true.
Oh my God.
Walla, it's true.
I'm not. Just listen.
What did they find?
They find a letter that says, follow Brahim K on TikTok for
me. Oh my God.
Did you just make that up?
Oh, no, I always use it to troll people.
That's such a sick story. Oh my God, I was at the edge of my seat. Abraham, you're a really good storyteller.
Like, but thank can you. I be honest? What actually happened?
No, it didn't happen. It would be sick if it did.
That
right?
would be such a sick
story. We're going to follow Abraham on TikTok.
Is the fact that you were like over here?
Wait, all of this is not included.
No, it is. It's like you're over here, I'm here, and this man's just like, follow Abraham.
That's what we need to start doing.
Oh my God.
No, that was brilliant. God.
That was brilliant. Anyway, well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you enjoyed our stupidity.
I love this podcast, honestly. It's very friendly. It's very nice.
Aww. No, we've enjoyed having you. This has been a very interesting episode.
Well, thank you for having me. I've been enjoying London.
What sites have you seen so far?
Do you come to London a lot?
Not a lot, no. Mm. The last time I was in London was 8 years ago.
Would you ever move from the UAE?
To here?
No, not here, just generally, ever. Anywhere in the world.
No, I don't think so.
I just love how much conviction you have in that answer. If someone said to me, would you want to move from the UK? I'd be like, yes.
You know how it'd be?
Honestly,
I'd move here for a bit, you know? for the cold weather, when I miss home, I'll go back.
So you can get the North Face out.
Exactly.
Get the North Face out.
But yeah, no, this has been a very, very good
episode.
Inshallah,
when we come to Dubai,
we're going to be on your podcast. Yes. Famous Faces.
Unmasked.
Unmasked. Yes. Do you know what that reminds me of? Did you used to watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah, I didn't used to watch it, but I know it.
But he had this like whole segment for a show or something called Celebrities' Houses at Night. Do you remember just Famous Faces Unmasked?
I actually wanted it to be something like Piers Morgan Uncensored.
Oh.
So it's like I wanted to uncensor people. It was like unmask people, pretty much. But I don't want to be Piers Morgan.
No, of course. No. Do you like do conspiracy theories in like the music industry and stuff?
Yeah, but it's obvious, right?
Yeah.
Like
they don't really cover that
like
one up, do they?
Paint the town red, you know?
Mm. Wait, what do you mean by that?
Doja Cat.
She's very
Paint the Town Red. You know that song?
With blood.
You don't know, it's a song, Paint the Town
yeah.
Red.
Yeah, yeah, I know the song.
But what's
yeah.
it referencing?
It's all about devil, Satan. It's all about Satan. She what about that, that concert where they got a wave of people? It's like a everybody that went to
yeah,
that concert.
Yeah, I saw that. I think that was Travis.
Oh, Travis Scott.
Concert. Yeah. And then there was like a wave of, and people felt like
yeah, and people died as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a couple of people died.
You know, I went to a Chris Brown.
Are very devilish.
I went to a Chris Brown concert in Dublin at the beginning of last year. And I swear to God, after that concert, I felt like I was under the influence of Chris Brown for months after
and under the influence of Chris Brown.
I no, couldn't stop watching his videos, his TikToks. I could not stop talking about him. I couldn't stop listening.
Yeah,
no, of course. But I just mean like I just felt very.
It wasn't just her though. It wasn't just her. It was the whole group.
She made a point though. He has a song called "Under the Influence."
And also at the end of the concert, he said, "You are now under the influence."
And wallahi, I'm not lying. We all went, five of us, the whole month, all we could do is just send videos. Chris Brown, listen to him.
We were like,
we were consumed.
He's a pretty good looking guy.
No, not in that.
We were just obsessing.
No, I don't think we weren't
obsessed with him that much before.
It felt like he had us by the.
No, but then you saw him in person. You're like,
yeah, we saw him in person, but we were sitting quite far away. It wasn't like
no,
something.
It wasn't something
to be in awe over. We'd been to concerts before, yeah, but like that concert in particular, I've never felt how I felt about an artist. I was obsessed with him.
Kind of reminding me of the scenario story right now. It's like you're in love with like the Satan worshipper.
Oh my God, don't say that.
Stop, Ram's trolling
us. I had to do wudu and just get in my prayers straight away.
Okay, guys, thank you guys so much. We really appreciate you. This is the end of our episode. Make sure you follow Ibrahim on his TikToks. What's your socials? Tell them.
They're going to be right here. Right here.
And it's also going to be in our descriptions. But thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
So, guys, it's back to us now. We're just going to quickly go into what we did this weekend. We had our Galentine's event, which was amazing.
It was so nice to meet all of you guys and just paint with you guys and chat with you guys and have amazing food with you guys.
Oh, my God. Mingling, chilling with you guys was so much fun. And also, who knew I was an artist?
And Harvard did the sickest painting. I was shocked.
I'm taking it as a hobby.
I think you need to hang that painting up.
I did. It's in my living room. I'm trying to get a frame for it. No sticky hands can touch it.
And obviously, we want to thank all the amazing vendors who supported us.
Yes.
We've got Wanda from Wanda Mix.
With amazing smoothies and the venue, it was beautiful.
Honestly, the best venue ever. If you guys have any intimate events that you want to do, speak to Wanda Mix.
We also had Gathering Co events,
yep.
And she is the lovely, lovely lady Fathermore who helped us. She was actually amazing. She designed and decorated the entire table.
Yeah, like if you saw that table and you were like, wow.
The cheese board.
It was all her.
The painting, everything. It was her.
She was so good. She really has like an eye for detail, doesn't she?
She was so good. Mm. And then we had lovely cupcakes from Divine Crumbs. Oh, so delicious. I know who my next birthday cake is going to be made.
And you know what the funny thing is? She's so local to us and we had no idea. She's really local to us. She literally was just up the road and I was so shocked. And I said to her, I think I'm going to get you to bake my next birthday cake. Shout out to you, Divine Crumbs. We love you. Oh, and finally, we want to say a massive thank you to Al Ruya Abayas.
Beautiful designs. If you need your Eid Abayas this year.
Like, we're not even joking right
Wallahi.
Now. They're so stunning.
Different tones.
Tie-dye.
Tie-dye Abayas.
Sparkle.
Woo! Amazing. Honestly, she's got all the sizes. She's got a new collection coming out for Eid, so make sure you check her out before it sells out, because she sells out quickly.
Honestly, I'm not even lying, guys. I put that abaya on. I tried it on, and Hada looked at me like she wanted to marry me tomorrow.
I was about to jump on her. She doesn't know it yet.
It was so nice. And
I was saying Allahu Barak underneath the breath.
We grudgingly gave that away. Like, we didn't even want to give that abaya away.
No, we gave it away because we love you guys.
Yeah, because we love you guys so much. And also, you guys need to have nice things.
There you go.
There you go.
Anyway, guys, I'm going to quickly do
the craziest thing that happened over the weekend.
Yeah. Righty ho. The craziest things that happened over this weekend.
I love Ibrahim.
I love Ibrahim too. He's Ibrahim, we love you.
Ibrahim, if you're watching this far,
you're the best. What was I going to say? So, craziest thing that happened over the weekend. I caught my childhood friend and my crush dancing together at a Somali wedding.
My childhood friend and my crush?
Did she know that that was your crush? Because if she did, she should be crushed.
She's trifling.
Trifling. Someone goes, I realise that I need to resign from my toxic job. Girl.
Go resign.
From someone who's did it. And I'm happy. Well, I am happy. Resign.
Leave the job.
Leave the job. Leave the job.
Honestly, girl, just go. Like,
look at my skin.
Look at Hada.
Nice. I'm happy.
Hada's a different person. She's been a different person since she left that toxic workplace.
Leave the job. Leave the job.
She's happier. Skin's glowing.
Alive.
She's got
Salam back.
Barak. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Someone goes, I came across your reel and wanted to send in a question. Well, send in a question, sis. It's kali@hada@gmail.com. Someone goes, started talking to a guy and we got along and showed him how I look and he disappeared.
That is actually mean.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
That's really mean. I'm sorry that's happened to
you. You know what? He doesn't deserve you.
Yeah, like.
You know what it is? His eyes were burned by your beauty.
Exactly.
He was like, I can't handle this.
He was like, I don't think that I can be that person for her.
Do you know what I mean? He's too insecure in himself. So he said, nah, that ain't me, B.
Literally, he said, let me just block this right now because she's on a different level.
She's like up there. High value woman.
High value woman.
Someone goes, literally drove 3 hours to go and gossip with a friend and I'm a guy.
You know how funny guys that gossip
men
are.
Gossip all the time.
They're like the funniest ones.
Shirka Chayil
is men.
That is men. Shirka Chayil means story lover. Like, they love gossiping.
Nah, when you say
workplace
yeah,
gossip.
Listen to this. When you say to a man, I've got tea.
They jump. They can't sit still.
He comes out of, like, his eyes
No,
bulge.
Go on, tell me then.
Yeah, go on,
go tell me.
Go on, tell me
then. Just chill. Nah, tell me. Someone goes, broke no contact with my Naseeb so to tell him I love him. And he replied back, I love you too.
Oh, happy Valentine's, girl.
Happy Valentine's. Valentine is coming. Your boyfriend. No. Go back to no contact. You got to keep a halal until.
Keep a halal until we marry.
I love
you.
How she called it my Naseeb.
I love that. That's so cute.
That's my favorite thing. Someone goes, this ain't crazy, but I got y'all two juicy dilemmas to send in, inshallah.
Kalianhada@gmail.com. You know where we are, girl.
You know where we are. Someone goes, I've been sat watching Allah.
Is it that 50-part thing?
Yes. She goes, I've been sat watching the series, Who the F Did I Marry? It's literally been 3 hours. Guys, I'm on part 38.
No, you're like
the man
deep.
Is trifling.
Don't, you can't ruin it because hold
crazy.
On.
Crazy.
That's 9-minute videos and 50 parts.
It's a Netflix series. Tyler Perry, when he picks up that movie,
he better
pay that woman her check.
He better, like, don't do her like Monique.
Don't do her like Monique. Oh my God, what Monique's son been saying about her.
Did you see her on Shannon Sharp?
I did. Did you see how her son said about her?
No, I didn't see that.
You need to watch what the son said.
I'm going
to
do that.
Someone goes, Hoya realised he wasn't the Uber driver. It's that girl from last time.
Wait, did she say any more?
No, she goes, Hoya realised he wasn't the Uber driver. Remember that girl from...
Yeah. But I just want to know what's
No,
happened.
They normally don't elaborate. She just said Hoya realised that he wasn't the Uber driver, which means she knows that he is the Naseeb.
But we also did say that she's going to clock.
She's going to clock.
I mean, same car pulling up every night.
A silver Prius coming out every day.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Someone goes, I got rejected by a guy that I love, but we move. And that
it's all right, girl. It happens.
Rejection happens.
Rejection makes you stronger.
If there's any justice in the world.
Stronger than yesterday.
This one's a long one.
I love these ones.
Someone goes talking shit about the group project all while the teacher was in the WhatsApp group chat. She goes, the nerd in our group probably added the teacher and I want to kill that girl right now because we can't do the shortcuts we plan to do because the teacher obs knows about it and now I'm effed when I go back to uni.
The person that added the teacher is an actual snitch. They basically snitched on the whole project. I'm so sorry. Why did he add the teacher? That's so annoying. So I'm just going to tell you what I think. I just think that nerdy kid that decided to add the teacher is an enemy of real progress. And I can't believe he added the teacher.
What a loser.
Snitched on the whole assignment.
Do you know what I mean? He could have just passed.
Were trying to cheat and basically now they can't because the teacher's just there.
Weird. Anyway, someone goes, my friend's crush moved in behind her house.
My friend's crush moved in behind her house. Oh, that's nice.
It's cute.
It?
That means it's getting closer.
He's local.
The love is closer.
The Nasib is right behind you.
The Nasib is right behind you. You can do more with the situation. Someone goes, the Dajjal is in the Bermuda Triangle. I think you've chosen the wrong thingy.
Oh, you...
She meant to write in the other one.
Yeah, that's the wrong. You tried to do that and that was the conspiracy. Sorry. But we believe that the Dajjal is somewhere, but I'm not sure about the Bermuda.
He's on an island.
I was told that he's in Sham.
Yeah, maybe, probably. An island near Sham that no one can access.
Yeah.
Someone goes, my sister cleaned the house, never seen before, never seen, never heard.
That's great.
That's amazing.
You have to now encourage, say that she did a very good job.
You have to give that.
Positive reinforcement because she's going to then do it again.
Someone goes, my dad convinced everyone I'm in love and I'm not actually sick.
Such a rude. That's fucking
rude. Child Bahia. She doesn't have a stomachache. She's in love.
She's in love.
And guys, that is it for this week.
Don't you find it funny? Like back in the day, Somali mums would say, like, if you suddenly just get acne, it means that you're in love. Or if,
yeah,
like,
yeah, child Bahia. Or if you start gaining weight.
Or if you just randomly tanned. I'll say, oh,
child Bakwaya.
Child Bakwaya. I mean, you're in love.
That's your love. Anyway, guys, that is the end of our episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this horror episode. We love Ibrahim. We hope he comes back. We're going to go see him in Dubai because we
know. Following him.
We're following him because we know he's got conspiracies. But let us know what you guys think. Subscribe to the Patreon.
Subscribe to the Patreon. We're about to record a brand new Patreon episode.
And it's a juicy one. £3, 30p a day. That's what shits and gigs say. 30p a day.
That's pocket change.
30p a day so you can be entertained. What is that?
That's what I'm saying. It's nothing.
What is that?
Obviously, they're looking at it in recession terms. But 30p,
you know what's more
during
than...
During a recession, you need entertainment.
Well, I do. What else? Misery needs laughter.
Misery needs a bit of company. We are the company for you.
Anyway, guys, thank you guys so much. Thank you for supporting us. We love you. And make sure you subscribe always.
See you guys next week.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.